Dr. Russ, you've taken a dramatically different approach to the position of coroner in New Orleans. What are some of the hallmarks of your approach to this job, and how have those manifested so far?
I'd like to think that my tenure as coroner has been marked by two things. Number one, modernization, and number two, transparency. So with regard to modernization, it's pretty clear that the office needed some new blood, so to speak. So we've beefed up the investigative staff, I've been able to attract several new pathologists, and we've moved all of our records onto a modernized online death investigation software. We can share information quicker and get the information to the families that they need. And second, with regard to transparency, it became very, very clear to me that some of the most controversial things in the past for the coroner's office is how we handle deaths that happen in custody or as a result of a police action. And so one of the hallmark things that I believe I've done is I've opened up that process so that when someone is shot by the police, there can be no question as to what was seen in our autopsy suite, because we have independent doctors have the ability to come and see. We have members of the FBI who come and watch. We are allowing the doors to be open so that people can believe the diagnoses that come out of this office.
What strides does this new facility represent in terms of the evolution of the coroner's office?
Number one, the first stride is it significantly helps employee morale and employee retention. We are the busiest coroner's office in the state by any metric. And my staff have been handling that responsibility under some very arduous circumstances. But I also know that nobody comes to the coroner's office on a good day. When you get a call from us or you have to come to us, it is probably the worst day of your life. So if they have to sit with us, we've got a special family waiting room for them. A good building can actually change the way we perceive things. And so being in a facility that is modern, state-of-the-art, looks like a hospital, I believe will go a long way in having the public believe the diagnoses that come out of this office, as well as to know that their loved one was treated with respect.
Give us a sense of the range of activities that happen in this building.
There's multiple things happening simultaneously. Of course, we'll be having autopsies happen. We'll have decedents coming in, decedents leaving and going to the funeral homes. But also, one of the jobs of the coroner is that we are in charge of psychiatric commitments. We have a whole mental health suite here at the office. So while one of my doctors is doing an autopsy and one of my investigators is out on a scene, we'll also have staff interviewing families who are coming to us desperate to get psychiatric help for their loved ones.
What are some of the more egregious conditions that the old office was working under?
The old office, and I want to thank the Rhodes family for providing us the space, but it was always a retrofit. We were always trying to create a coroner's office in a space that was not designed to be a coroner's office. In one of the areas where we had to hold decedents, we had to basically get hardcore AC put in and try and retrofit it to be a cooler for persons who awaited autopsy. That is marginally effective and not even close to the coolers that you'll see when I take you on a tour.
Let's go take a look.
Amen.
Significantly cooler in here.
Yes. We've now got four dedicated coolers in which we can hold that body. We have the capacity to hold 112 souls. Before, we had a sort of retrofitted cooler room, and we had several refrigerated trailers that we would hold the bodies in. And as you can see here, just a much more professional place to hold the persons that have passed away. So this is the main autopsy suite. We're right next to the coolers. The doctors will be able to have their individual workspaces configured exactly how they like them. And we're in a space that much more resembles a surgical suite than a converted embalming room in the back of a rented out funeral home.
No comparison really to what was there before.
To call this an upgrade would be an understatement of a massive magnitude. My staff, we're so excited.
Dr. Jeffrey Rouse, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you for coming to the coroner's office.